The federal government shutdown entered day 10 Friday, and the firings have begun. Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vogt posted a social media message reading, "The RIFs have begun," referring to reduction in force firing notices. President Donald Trump explained the guiding principle as he spoke to reporters in the White House.
And it will be Democrat-oriented because we figure, you know, they started this thing, so they should be Democrat-oriented. It'll be a lot, and we'll announce the numbers over the next couple of days, but it'll be a lot of people.
The administration has not given details of the firings, but according to a new court filing, the administration laid off more than 4,100 workers Friday. That filing comes from a lawsuit filed by federal workers just before the shutdown began. The numbers include workers at the Departments of Education, Commerce and Energy, and Housing and Urban Development, but they do not include firings at, for example, the Environmental Protection Agency. The firings are intended to ramp up pressure on Democrats to agree to the Republican spending plan. Democratic Congressmember Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut told reporters, "It's just the proverbial pig in the you-know-what. He loves it because he's just accumulating power because the president does not know anything about budgets or about appropriations." Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are trying to get back to sound fiscal responsibility, and that means cutting spending.
Government spends too much. It's too large. It does too many things. It does almost nothing well. As Reagan used to remind us, government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. And so are we in favor of reducing spending? Yes, that we're trying to do that in a responsible manner.
He also said Democrats are, in his words, pandering to their far-left activist base. Johnson was speaking at a news conference on the shutdown, where he also took the opportunity to blast an upcoming rally against the Trump administration.
We've heard, and many of you have reported already, this Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th. The Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the Mall. We got some House Democrats selling T-shirts for this event. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes, but the Democrats in the Senate have shown that they're afraid of that crowd. That they don't want to bow the knee to them, and they don't want to take incoming from them. And so they're willing to hold the American people hostage so that they don't have to face an angry mob that's a big chunk of their base.
Speaker Johnson says he'll keep the House out of session until Democrats vote to reopen government. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, on the other hand, takes his aim at President Trump and Republican lawmakers.
Donald Trump's strategy during this government shutdown that he has created has been to play golf and issue deep fake videos. Mike Johnson's strategy is to keep House Republicans on vacation. John Thune's strategy is to continue to do the same partisan thing over and over and over again and expect different results. That's legislative insanity. Our plea to our Republican colleagues is get serious about reopening the government.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.